You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Santa Clara County has the seventh biggest population of unhoused people in the United States, and it's been a problem for many years. The people affected have been trying to find their own solutions, doing things like camping along the creek or spending the night on the 22 bus line. It's the county's only overnight bus service, and it's been used as a makeshift homeless shelter for more than a decade. But this year, the transportation authority is considering shutting down the all-night service. KLW's Isabel Angel took a ride on the 22 a couple of years ago, and she met with some of the people who called it home.
I heard there's a nickname for the bus. Do you know what it is?
Yeah, there's the Motel 22 or Hotel 22. That's the big one I've heard. I call it home.
That's Michael Garber. I'm riding the 22 bus with him and his wife.
My name is Elizabeth Garber. I've been homeless for about 8 months so far, riding the bus 22 as many times at night as we have money for.
Right now, we're on the bus somewhere between East San Jose and Palo Alto. It's 2:30 a.m. and it's raining. Some people are covered in blankets, settled way down in their seats. Others are surrounded by bags. During the day, this is a regular city bus. But at night, it makes an unofficial transformation from bus 22 to hotel 22. Dozens of people like the Garbers pay the $2 fare and use this bus as a shelter for the length of its route, a two-hour ride. So that means once every 2 hours, everybody has to get off and stand out in the cold to wait for the next bus. Back aboard, I meet Jose Diaz. He's spending tonight on Hotel 22.
I'm a homeless guy, and this is
Elizabeth from Campbell.
We just met. Yeah. I guess we're going to hang out. She says she's hanging out with me. I don't know why, but she doesn't even know me.
Diaz has been homeless for 14 years. He usually sleeps outside. The reason he's on the bus tonight?
To get out of the rain.
And nowhere else to go.
Up ahead, we come to a stop.
We can get up and go to Denny's. I got a little bit of money. We'll get some coffee.
Actually,
Denny's right there. Hey, pull the thing. We're getting on.
No,
Denny's.
Want to
go get some coffee?
Yeah, let's get some coffee.
Staying on the Hotel 22 means it's the middle of the night, the lights are on, you're surrounded by 30 or so people you hardly know, and it's loud. There's a chatter rising above the sounds of the bus, mostly from people heading home after a night out. There's also a drunk man talking loudly to whoever will listen, and a woman sharing her history of drug abuse with her seatmate. Not your typical bedroom.
And you know, like your stuff's not secure, you're not secure. It's just, I think the greatest hardship of it all is just the constant, almost paranoid sense of vigilance you have to maintain. You know, if you have to ride this bus, you know, you've got to be prepared to, you know, defend what you've got and just really, you know, sleep with one eye open.
Garber says he only sleeps about 3 hours a night, and that takes a toll.
Oh yeah, I've missed interviews because I fall asleep on the bus in the morning and miss my stop. I wake up, I've missed court dates. And so, yeah, I don't know how many opportunities I've lost because of it, you know.
Garber had a job working for Walmart, but they didn't keep him on. He and his wife, Elizabeth, used to live with her mother, but they couldn't contribute enough rent after he lost his job.
We ended up on the street. And we've been doing that ever since.
They've tried to sign up for affordable housing, but nothing has panned out. Finding housing is competitive for everyone. Landlords are much more likely to go for someone with a stable job history over a person coming off the streets or a bus. We're getting close to the last stop. I head to the front to talk to the driver. I ask her what she thinks of driving people who have nowhere else to go.
You know, everybody who gets on, they're getting on for a reason. Either they're going to sleep from, you know, end to end, or they're going home, or they're going to work, or it doesn't bother me. I just, you know, do my job.
So are we coming up to the end right now?
Yes.
And then we pull into the Palo Alto Transit Center, the end of the line. It's about 3:30 in the morning. A guard steps on. Everybody files off, some more willingly than others. Then they cross to the other side of the terminal and wait for the next bus. It's raining tonight, but summer's coming, and many of the people I talked to said they'll start sleeping outside instead of on the bus. In Palo Alto, I'm Isabel Angel for Cross Currents.
KELW's Angela Johnston helped produce that report. The VTA's proposal to shut down all-night services is being met with protests. Find out more at KELW.org.